The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, America. Hope you're doing good today. Welcome to the program. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And we are always honored to broadcast 3 hours of great conservative conversation and debate from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And, folks, we've got a lot going on today. Heading out after the show to Truett McConnell University, we're getting ready for our big faith and freedom celebration with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and we would love for you to be a part of that big event. We'll be telling you more about that later on today. Also, we are watching developments up on Capitol Hill where the Democrats are moving forward on a debt ceiling deal that already has been stripped of any funding for Israel's Iron Dome. Let me explain what the Democrats want to do here, and it's pretty straightforward. There was a billion dollars in American taxpayer dollars going to help Israel with the Iron Dome. This is the only thing standing in the way of imminent death for hundreds of thousands of Israelis, because we know the Palestinians, we know Hamas, we know Iran and others are hell-bent on wiping Israel off the face of the earth. And we've all seen the video. We've seen these missiles, the barrage of missiles that continue to target Israelis. And thank God for the Iron Dome, because they've been able to shoot down a lot of these missiles that would have killed many innocent men, women, and children in Israel. But the Democrats don't care about that. They do not side with the Israelis. They consider the Israelis to be an enemy of America. And so the Democrats voted late yesterday to remove $1 billion in funding for the Iron Dome defense system. And by the way, this is where we are. The Democrats, I'm telling you, they're evil, but they're not stupid evil. They're smart evil. They're devious, these Democrats, because they know this is a must-pass spending bill or else the government's going to shut down. So they know that they've got the Republicans over a barrel, or at least they think they do. And their thinking is, the Republicans are not going to shut down the government. Therefore, they're going to go ahead and abandon Israel. That's the thinking here. We cannot allow that to happen. And you need to be working the phones. You need to call your family, your neighbors, the folks you go to church with. And you need to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, they are calling every elected leader on Capitol Hill today, right now, and let them know that they must not approve any plan that defunds this Iron Dome defense bill. They cannot do it. By the way, the president of the United States, I'm talking about Donald Trump, posting a statement, we're going to have this up on the website in a matter of moments. President Trump says the only tool that Republicans have to negotiate is the debt ceiling. And this is true. That's the only thing the Republicans have. And he said, they would be foolish and unpatriotic not to use it now. So what does that mean? It means the Republicans stand their ground, and if that means shutting down the government, then by golly, shut it down. The president goes on to say, President Trump, the way I look at it, what the Democrats are proposing on so many different levels will destroy our country. Therefore, Republicans have no choice but to do what they have to do, and the Democrats will have no choice but to concede all of the horror they are trying to inflict upon the future of the United States. unrelated, but likewise, their so-called voter rights bill will be the end of our democracy. And here is President Trump's call to America. Do not give up or concede, Republicans. This is the ultimate representation of the people. So here we are, folks. The line in the sand. It is this spending bill. And if the Republicans concede and capitulate, it is over for the Republicans. And quite frankly, it may be over for America. So here we are, folks. We are at a moment. We are at a point in history, an inflection point for our nation. What will the Republicans do? The Democrats are hedging their bets here. They believe that the Republicans like Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins and others will more than likely side with America and keep the country open, even if it means turning our back on the nation of Israel. And I will say this, and I know we have a lot of religious people in our audience because we have a very diverse group of listeners. Many of you of the Christian persuasion understand what that means for a nation like America to turn her back on Israel. So here's what I want you to do. We want you to call Capitol Hill, and we want you to reach out to your senators and tell them to hold the line. Then we want all of you to contact Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski and demand that they, too, hold the line. That's what's going on here. But the idea, and God bless Jerry Moran out of Texas, one of the first people up on Capitol Hill to call out the Democrats for what they are doing here. This is nothing more than the ultimate betrayal. The Democrats, by supporting this effort, by defunding, they are now embracing the Ilhan Omar wing of the party. Radical extremists now control the Democrat Party. This is who the Democrats are. This is who they have embraced. So we've got a lot going on today and a lot of moving parts. We're going to get to all of the big stories of the day. We're also going to check in with our friends over at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. They've got a huge series of rallies all this week. We're also going to be talking to Senator Rand Paul. He's going to be here in the 2 o'clock hour, and Congresswoman Nancy Mace will join us in the next hour. But this hour of the program, your telephone calls. What do you want your senators to do? Should we stick with Israel, or should they go ahead and just take a pass, turn our back on Israel, and fund the government? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Again, a lot of moving parts, a lot of stories going up on our website right now, toddstearns.com. I would encourage you to check that out and to share those stories and also download our free subscription to our newsletter. By the way, that newsletter, over 250,000 people now subscribe and growing every day. It is your lifeline to important news and information all over America. All right, we've got to take a break, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. You know, I was listening to one of the commercials. I guess this was on the national break, so maybe you heard the commercial too, from the new movie from Courageous coming out this Friday. And the announcer asked a very simple question, which I think is an appropriate question for us today as we are facing great calamity in our nation. I mean, look, yes, we are hopeful people, and longtime listeners, you know that I'm in this fight. I think that we've got a good chance of saving our country. But there is no, I don't think there's any debate. I think that we are in a calamitous time in the nation right now on all sorts of fronts, whether it be Afghanistan, what's happening in Israel right now, and what's happening along our southern border in Texas. And the announcer of that ad for Courageous asked a very, very poignant question, and it's a question I pose to you. Where are you, men of courage? And dare I say women of courage? But specifically to the men of America, where are you? I can't tell you how many times we've been doing stories over the past couple of years now, and it's been the women of America, the conservative women of America, who by and large have been taking a stand, who have been organizing, who have been mobilizing, who have been leading the cause. And I'm wondering why that is. Why is it that women are now leading this effort to restore American values, to restore the American family, to restore our faith in Almighty God? And dare I say this, that women, conservative women, are out there urging men to be men again. So where are you, men and women of courage? Are you out there? Are you willing to fight this fight? And again, we're not talking about, you know, punching somebody in the face. We're talking about getting out there, engaging in your constitutional rights, doing the right thing. We have some great stories coming up, and I'm going to share a couple in the last half of this hour about people who are doing that. They're getting out there, and they're fighting the good fight. But this situation in Israel, it concerns me. And we're going to have Dr. Emir Kantor on the program. He is the president of Truett McConnell University and one of the greatest theologians I know. And I'm concerned from a much broader – for me, the issue of Israel is something that is entirely biblical for me. I grew up in the Baptist faith tradition. I'm a Southern Baptist. And we were taught in our church that it was a very dangerous path to go down if we were to turn our back on the nation of Israel. And that if we did that, God would remove his blessing from this nation. Do you believe that? Do you believe that if we betray Israel, we turn our back on Israel, our most faithful and loyal ally, that could happen? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, yesterday we had Franklin Graham on the show. And, you know, it's interesting, Grace. I was going to ask Franklin. We have been talking about politics for the entire show. And Franklin's always a good sport. He'll always weigh in on stuff. But here lately, he has not been very political at all.
No.
And he's been focusing on, you know, this big, the rallies along Route 66.
Sure.
But Franklin Graham posted a tweet today, and it's really interesting.
I saw that.
It's a photograph of Franklin along with President Trump. And I want to read this to you, folks. I just think this is a fascinating quote, and I'm reading something into this. Franklin Graham has a photograph of himself and President Trump, and here's what he wrote. With the chaos in our world today and the lack of leadership we see, I miss this guy. Pray for him, and also continue to pray every day for all of our leaders in Washington. I'm telling you, it's starting. The puzzle pieces are coming together for 2024. That's what's happening here. Franklin Graham says he misses Donald Trump. What about you? Do you miss President Trump? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know who else misses President Trump? They'll never say this, but the drive-by media in Washington, they miss this guy. I mean, the ratings are in the toilet for everybody, except for Newsmax, but the ratings are in the toilet because nobody wants to see some old guy mumbling to himself on national television. But anyway, the mainstream media is very upset because of something that happened at a press Q&A yesterday with Boris Johnson from the UK. Two British reporters were allowed to ask questions, but the American reporters were not. Take a listen, cut one. Okay, so before that, you would have heard Boris Johnson in the middle of a comment. He was trying to answer a question, and all of a sudden, they just start screaming. And those were Biden's staffers that were screaming at the reporters. So CBS is getting involved in all of this now. And the White House Correspondents Association actually filed a formal complaint against Joe Biden. I mean, they were having a love affair with this guy. And now they realize, wait a second, Joe Biden treats us like crap. You know, Donald Trump would answer all the questions. He would stand out there and he would take as many questions as they had. And at some points, if you remember this, now, again, don't buy into the revisionist history, but if you remember this, Donald Trump would stand there for so long, they ran out of questions. They would literally run out of questions to ask the guy. Cut number two, please.
We're coming back on to just provide a bit more context. What we heard there was officials taking the questions of three British reporters. We heard Boris Johnson there call on some reporters towards the end. Our Ed O'Keefe, who is there in the Oval Office, was there acting as Poole, reports that in that moment at the very end that we just heard there, he attempted to ask a question of President Biden about the southern border. He says in his tweet, White House aides shouted down U.S. attempts to ask questions. He asked the president about the southern border. You could not decipher what it was that the president said, but obviously that is a situation that continues to unfold as we've been reporting. And we should also note that the U.S. press pool, immediately launched a formal objection to that. That is not protocol necessarily to have that kind of uneven distribution. Typically, you have the U.S. side and then the foreign press representatives getting an equal amount of questions there, but the American journalists in the room getting shut out, essentially, not being able to ask a question there.
So, look, the question is, where will all of this go? Because when it comes to Joe Biden and really the Democrats and their propagandists in the media, they normally have these fights and then they kiss and make up. But I don't know. It's getting ugly out there. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. Maine, WLOB, Webb on the line. Hi, Webb. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Basically, this thing with Israel is terrible. But let's think about the Democrats for a minute. Why wouldn't they throw this issue and make a big issue out of this, not only because they hate Israel, but also because it's something to talk about other than raising the debt limit? See, because if they can't raise the debt limit, they can't pass their trillions of dollars that will destroy America. How are they going to pay for it? Now, you can say they raised taxes, but not nearly enough to pay for that debacle. So basically what they're doing is throwing out another shiny object. So you don't see their real motivations, which is to raise the debt limit and spend us into oblivion.
Well, and they're going to do that, Webb. And keep in mind, we're 8, 9 months in? to the Biden presidency, you better believe taxes are going up. But this is all about appeasing Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and the radical extremist wing of the Democrat Party, which now controls the Democrat Party. I mean, that's the only explanation here.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Todd. But also, it's a forked attack. It has
Yes, and Webb, that's why I'm glad you're listening to us, because you know what? We're not chasing. We're not like a squirrel chasing a shiny object. We cover everything on this radio program. We're not going to let him get away with it. Webb, got to run, sir. Thanks for the call. Hang tight. 844-747-8868. We're going to your calls coming up next. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again. Mike Lindell, introducing his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these incredible slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Your feet will sleep. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Set. Or just call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Do not forget, you need to be calling your senator and tell them to hold the line on this debt ceiling increase. Do not increase the debt ceiling. If it means the government shuts down, well, let them shut it down. It's all on Biden. By the way, his approval numbers are, folks, this is unbelievable. But now the challenge for Joe Biden is that many Democrats, so-called moderate Democrats in the party, they're running for cover, because they're starting to get the calls from their constituents in liberal neighborhoods saying, what the heck is going on here? I just got back from Piggly Wiggly, and you're not going to believe how much I paid for chicken and the beef. Inflation, it's through the roof, ladies and gentlemen, and people are starting to wake up. That's why President Trump put out this statement just a few moments ago. And by the way, it's on my website, toddstearns.com. That's why President Trump said, you've got to hold the line here, Republicans. This is the moment. This is the moment where you get to determine whether or not you're going to be men or you're going to be wusses. Seriously, that's where we're at right now. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Chuck in Colorado. Hey, Chuck, what's on your mind?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Chuck, what's up?
Not only are we noticing inflation, if you'll notice when you go out, you're getting smaller portions as well.
Well, you know, Chuck, now let me jump in here. I have not noticed that because I've stopped eating out. And for one thing, the service, it takes you forever now because the poor restaurants, they can't find any workers. And quite frankly, here in this part of the country, a lot of the restaurants are now shutting down.
Yeah, I drive truck, and I've noticed that the size of our chicken wings, oh, man, they're 10 times smaller than what they were this time last year. But what I wanted to speak about, this whole 2024 thing, as far as Trump goes, I would stop talking that. Don't manifest 2024, because if you'll listen to the boss, he's never once mentioned 2024. He's never once conceded. The audit results for Arizona are going to come out on the 24th, and if you'll look, he's holding a rally the next day. If he was talking about 2024, I don't think he'd shoot the gun and start doing rallies right now. There's a reason he's holding these rallies right now, and if you'll look at the actual people numbers, we can see it. We see that there are probably 10 to 1 outnumbered Americans as far as Trump supporters versus Biden. They can't hold this cheating in much, much longer. I would stop talking the 2024 talk because it's going to be 2021, and you can mark my words on this.
All right. So what is your, where is your proof on that? What happened to, I don't know what happened to Chuck, but I'd like to know where his proof is on that. Because there is none. And the president has been talking about 2024. And by the way, Chuck, hate to break it to you, but if, you know, let's just say that Chuck is right and Trump becomes president in 2021, how is that possible? Where are the mechanisms within the United States Constitution for something like that to happen? Folks, I hear what you are. I know what you wish would happen, but we have to deal in reality. And the reality is right now, Joe Biden is president of the United States. You may not like it. You may hate it. You think he stole it. I don't disagree with you. But the problem is, and as we now know through the court documents that are coming out from Trump world, even there were people in the administration and the president's attorneys knew that what they were selling the public was not the truth. They were saying something very different when they were in the courtroom. So look, I am focused on 20. I'm focused on 2022 and 2024, and I would like for the president to run again. As a matter of fact, there was a poll out yesterday from Harvard that showed Donald Trump is the overwhelming favorite among conservatives and Republicans to be the nominee. Now, here's a question for all of you, and I know there's a segment of this population. And they believe that Trump is one day gonna return to office. Okay, well, what if we're at 2023 and nothing has happened? What then? What happens then? Are we just gonna undo all of the damage that has been done? You're not gonna be able to bring back the 13 dead soldiers, service members. You're not gonna be able to do that. What's done is done. We've got to make sure that we document. We've got to make sure that we get out there and volunteer at polling places to make sure the Democrats do not steal another election. And you got to have the proof. If you don't have the proof, you've got nothing. All right, let's go to Dino in Georgia. Hey, Dino, listening to us on Nugo Radio. What's going on?
Well, that's an interesting question, Todd. I hope you're feeling better. You sound like you feel good.
Thank you.
Do I miss Trump? Oh, my God. I'm actually scared. I'm an Italian boy, you know. My family's from Italy. I've never been scared of anything. And this guy, I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to have to, like, get rid of those people. They're going to run our country so far into the ground. I mean, everything's going up. And it's a joke. We're the laughingstock of the world with that character. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what gets me, Dino, and this came out yesterday during the back and forth with Boris Johnson in the Oval Office, and Joe Biden, Boris Johnson said, "Hey, let's take a few questions from the media," and Biden said, "Yeah, good luck with that." The guy's mean. He's nasty. He doesn't have a sense of humor. He's always yelling, always in a bad mood. And even when he tries to joke, it comes across as mean-spirited. What was it, the pony-faced soldier girl? Remember that? But then you got Donald Trump out there, and he's just having a good time. You know, he knows he's comfortable in his own skin, Dino. He can. He's very clever, has a brilliant sense of humor. Unfortunately, a lot of the Democrats, you know, they don't understand humor, and so it kind of flies over their head. But I miss that part of it. That's what I miss about Donald Trump.
Okay, let me get up. Just one more thing. There's a guy named David Tulis. He's one of the DJs, a really good guy. He's got a show similar to yours. Just give a shout out. He just thinks the world of you. He always listens to you. And, like, he'll text me as soon as I hang up. Oh, you talk to him again, you know? And he's a really good guy. And remember, everybody, it's Mom and Dad, not Tom and Brad. Great show.
Well,
God bless you all.
All right. Thank you, Dino. There you go. By the way, to Chuck's point, calling from Colorado, this is President Trump talking about 2024.
Are you thinking about running again, Mr. President, in 2024?
Yes, 100%.
There you go. And so, folks, bottom line, let's just say that they blow this whole thing up and Trump becomes president tomorrow. Guess what can't happen? he can't run in 2024. So hang tight, folks. Let's stay focused on the big issue here. And what is the big issue today? It's making sure that our Senate Republicans hold the line when it comes to the debt ceiling. All right, let's go to Arkansas. Steve, what's happening, Steve?
Hey, Todd. What we have going on here with Biden, in my opinion, is what happens when you have somebody in a position of leadership that people may like, but they don't respect. Anybody that's ever had the responsibility of leading anything knows it's more important to be respected than to be liked. And all this stuff, a lot of this stuff that's falling apart is just because you can't respect anybody that you can't depend on and is dishonest and all the things we see Biden do it. I'll give you a little analogy of where I think we are right now. Everybody liked the cartoon Mr. Magoo. He was funny, and you sit and watch him on television, and everybody liked him and laughed. Well, we put Mr. Magoo in the White House, and now you got to depend on him to do something, and it's not so dang funny when he's bumbling and fumbling around.
It's a, well, I haven't heard Mr. Magoo reference in a long time, Steve, but it's a fair point you raise. But I will say this, I don't think they even like the guy. There was something else going on here. And again, behind all of this is who is pulling the strings. And whoever it is, they felt like they could control Joe Biden because his mind is so rattled that they, you know, that they knew they would be able to control him and his agenda. And of course, I believe that's Barack Obama. That's my guess. But others say Susan Rice or someone else. But I think it's Obama. And I think this is the third term of the Obama administration.
Yeah. Well, that losing respect, too, is you lose the like part when you lose the respect part.
Yeah, it's true.
I know everybody out there has had a boss or something that they respected, but they didn't really like it. And they've also had bosses that they didn't have any respect for, and they thought they liked him until they started depending on him for something. And when they couldn't respect him anymore, they found out that that was even worse than the one they didn't like, but respected.
There you go. Steve, it's a great point you raise. Appreciate the call. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Franklin Graham says he misses President Trump. What do you miss about President Trump? We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Oh, I cannot wait until Friday. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be doing a live show before an audience. We always do a live show, but not before an audience. That's going to be a lot of fun. Truett McConnell University, we want to invite all of our listeners in North Georgia, that part of the country, come on down, hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then Friday night, you're going to want to stick around for the big Faith and Freedom celebration. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be our special guest, and she'll be speaking, and we'll be doing a Q&A. It's just going to be a lot of fun with some great patriots at Truett McConnell University. You say, Todd, how do I get information? Just go to Truett McConnell's website, truett.edu, and or call the university, and they'll have all the details. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. David in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, David. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, so you're telling me that if the election results, like the caller had mentioned earlier, if the election results come back from Arizona, that there's been fraudulent activity, that we, the United States, could not overthrow an illegitimate president?
How do you do it, David? How do you do it?
Through the Constitution.
How do you do it, David? How do you do it through the Constitution?
With help of the military is what I would suggest.
Okay, so who calls up the military and says, and what would the military do?
you do realize that Michael Flynn's brother has been in a position under Biden for over a year now. Don't you think that's a little funny? General Flynn's brother is still active in the military at one of the highest positions in the world.
David, you didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question, David. I'm curious now. We're following through. Let's just follow your argument here. You're saying the military should get involved. Okay, who in the military?
Yes.
Who in the military makes that decision?
Do you want me to give you six examples of military coups that have happened over the world in the last 6 months? And we're talking big countries here.
We're talking the United States of America, David.
Exactly.
Let me ask the question. You're asking my question with a question. So you say, okay, you're going to go to the military. Who do you call up at the military, and what do you tell them to do?
General Michael Flynn would be the first call.
You would call General Flynn, and what would you tell General Flynn?
That we round up the boys and we remove him, because, see, what you've got to understand,
So you're going to round up, who are the boys that we're going to round up?
American patriots, military personnel.
Okay.
Secret Service.
So you're going to round up all of these military personnel, the Secret Service, volunteers, and then what? I mean, how do you remove, and who makes these decisions?
You played that clip of Justice Ginny earlier where Trump said he would run for 2024. What you've got to understand is these are seriously ill people that we're fighting against, Mr. Stearns. That was not President Trump on that interview for Justice Ginny. If you'll go back and look at that exact date for that exact interview, the real Trump had spoke just hours before, and he turned down the jab. He told Americans it should be a free choice. So they put an imposter up there who answered those questions. That was not the real Trump. Just like you ask us every day, Todd, who is playing Biden? I'll give you one guess. It's either Jim Carrey or Timothy Sutton. You pick. This is real. Hollywood is shut down. You are watching Jim Carrey live on TV every day play us. So you remove him from office. The real Biden has been gone. You remove him from office, just like you've seen coups happen all over the world recently. And you put the legitimate president.
What are you talking about? That guy doesn't look anything like Jim Carrey.
This is Jim Carrey in a mask. Did you not watch The Mask when you grew up?
Okay. All right. We're being pranked here, folks.
Jim Carrey in a mask.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. David, I find this very hard to believe. Grace.
Are we in the Twilight Zone?
Are you slacking off over there on call screening?
No!
What's going on here?
Listen, we let people say their piece, you know?
What concerns me is he really thinks that.
No, he does, clearly.
I mean, he really thinks that. So, again, folks, if you're going to call into this program and say, okay, yeah, we're going to overturn the election tomorrow. Okay, how do you do that? Seriously. And that's, we were trying to have a conversation with the guy, but I'm not sure he thought that through. I mean, he said, round up the boys. Come on, folks. Come on. You've got to think these things through here. And the reality is that our Constitution is a great document. But it is amended. We're striving towards a more perfect union. And the reality is, when it comes to an issue like this, the Constitution is very, very, very murky. And the reality of it, folks, Donald Trump's going to have another shot in 2024. Now, if you believe that Jim Carrey is playing Joe Biden and that Joe Biden is dead or gone, I can't help you with that, because that is not the reality of the situation. That's a load of hooey. All right. Wow. I'm going to have to go grab a Baptist martini after that one, folks. Look, 844-747-8868, our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Holy cow. Congresswoman Nancy Mace coming up. And it's really her, by the way. Nobody... I may need a third Baptist martini. Hold the ice.
Ooh. Live from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hello, America. Good to have you with us. Welcome to the program. Hope you're doing good wherever you are. We have a bit of a homework assignment for you. You need to be on the phones today calling your senator up on Capitol Hill. Call the district office, speak to a human being, and tell them that you want your senator to hold the line on this debt ceiling. This is no time for the Republicans to go wobbly. But we now know that congressional Democrats in the House voted to strip $1 billion from Israel's Iron Dome defense system, basically allowing the Palestinians and Hamas and Lord knows who else to hurl missiles and kill innocent Israeli citizens. It's pretty horrific that Ilhan Omar is now running the Democrat Party. Well, I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very honored to have with us Congresswoman Nancy Mace. Congresswoman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well, sir. Thanks for having me on again.
You know, let's go back to yesterday, the Democrats voting to strip that $1 billion. Was that a surprise to you?
It was a surprise, I think, to everybody up on the Hill. You saw Nancy Pelosi bend a knee to the Hamas squad, to AOC and her crowd, who are clearly pro-terrorist. They're not for our ally Israel, particularly an ally in the Middle East, to strip out this kind of funding. We committed to Israel back in 2016 about $3.8 billion for their defense systems, and with the ability to come back for more if they need it. And we saw Hamas send rockets into Israel all this summer in the Iron Dome. It worked and helped protect our ally. And here we are. They got decimated, right? And we want to help replenish the Iron Dome. And here you've got AOC leading the charge to ensure we don't help our friend Israel and that we ensure that we support Hamas instead.
So last night, Nancy, you were among the Republicans voting against raising the debt ceiling. What are you hearing on the Senate side? Are you hearing any rumblings about how that's going to play out?
Well, we know that Senator McConnell, he says he's going to hold the line on the debt ceiling increase, that they Republicans absolutely will not do it. So I like your call to action to have conservative support Republicans in the Senate and encourage them to hold the line on that. We're talking about the most historic spending increase ever in the history of the United States and the amount of taxes that are going to go up. And if we think inflation is bad today, if you think your grocery store prices have gone up, but that there are shortages everywhere you go in every store, wait until they pull this thing through.
Well, and that's the big concern I have. You know, I was just down at the grocery store. I'm one of these guys. Yes, I host a national radio show, but I go to Kroger after the program. And Nancy, I'm looking at these prices and I'm like, geez, salute, this is nuts.
Or when things are running out at grocery stores too, and you know, with this kind of spending, you know, they talk about the left wants to talk about taxing the rich and corporations paying their, quote, fair share. But when we're talking about this kind of spending, everybody's going to pay for it. Even if you're not, quote, unquote, a taxpayer, you're going to pay for it when you go to the store to buy your groceries or you go to the gas pump to fill your tank or when you lose your job because that job is then exported overseas. We lose. This doesn't do anything for the American people to help bring us out of poverty, to help get us out of COVID-19. This only exacerbates a worsening situation across the country.
Speaking of worsening situation, we're hearing reports that as many as 20,000 more illegal aliens from Haiti may be heading to the Texas border. I mean, those poor people down there, Nancy, they feel as if they've been abandoned by their government. I'm talking about the law-abiding, tax-paying citizens of mm-hmm. Del Rio, Texas. What do you tell mm-hmm. those good people?
Well, I'm talking about shortages at the grocery store. They're running out down there, too. You know, it's sad to see. I was just at the border a few weeks ago, as you know, and I talked to Republicans and Democrats alike, elected officials and Border Patrol agents, and they are furious with the Biden administration and what they have done to the border, and there are more violent attacks. We've seen videos of that this week, and the administration, again, is saying one thing, hey, we're going to send the Haitians home, and then doing another behind the backs of American citizens. No, they're not actually doing that. They're sending them into our country, and they're crossing the border by the day, thousands by the day. In August alone, we had 200,000 illegal aliens cross. Lord knows what it's going to be in September now. We're not following our laws. We're putting our Border Patrol agents' lives in danger by not securing our border. And, you know, quite frankly, what kind of COVID are we spreading down there to the rest of our country?
And not just COVID. I mean, we were talking to a Border Patrol union rep who says they're dealing with things like tuberculosis, measles. I mean, it is a cesspool down there. And honest to goodness, when you see the tent cities that have been erected, it looks like something out of a third world country.
Right. And I can't get behind the paywall on Daily Beast, but I don't know if you saw the headline the other day. It took President Biden 48 years to get to the presidency and then 8 months to mess it up. I mean, that's what's going on right now. And you're seeing moderates, Democrats, you're seeing independents leaving the Democratic Party right now. Biden's poll numbers are so low because of the horrible decisions he and his administration have made over the last 8 or 9 months, making our country and the world less safer.
You know, on that issue, Nancy, I am curious. Are you finding that there are some moderates within the ranks of the Democrats that you've been able to work with?
Well, they're quiet behind the scenes. No one has articulated that publicly. We do know there's a lot of infighting within the Democratic Party right now between the progressive socialists and the more moderate members. What Pelosi is doing, bowing to AOC and Hamas squad, what she's doing to her moderate members in swing districts, they're going to see the domino effect, the after effect of that in 18 months. It's going to be a landslide a year and a half from now if we get our people out to vote.
Good. And we've got to do that. Nancy, we appreciate always the good words you bring to us. And thanks for fighting the good fight.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on, as always.
All right. Congresswoman Nancy Mace from South Carolina's Low Country, from the Waffle House to Capitol Hill. What a great story. An American story. Hardworking lady, single mom. And she is just she's killing it every single day for the American people. We appreciate her. And look, the reality is, folks, we are going to be in for a fight, but we cannot afford to have the Republicans go wobbly. And again, Mitch McConnell says he's going to hold the line. We will see. We will see. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Gene in Iowa. Hi, Gene. What's on your mind today?
Well, I had a question for you. Actually, you said that if Trump had been installed in office again before 2024, that he wouldn't be able to run. And there's one way he would be installed. It's a long shot. If we take the House and the Senate, impeach Biden, impeach Harris, vote Trump Speaker of the House, he becomes president.
Yes, Gene. This is a fair point. Yes, that could happen. Trump would have to be Speaker of the House, and then the Speaker of the House would become president if the president and the vice president were removed from office.
Well, that was the scenario I thought. Yeah. You know, if anything would happen, that might, but.
Gene, I'm just curious. I'm curious. Do you just at nighttime you're sitting around, you're watching, you're channel surfing? Are you thinking about these things? That's actually a pretty brilliant scenario right there.
I've been thinking about it, listening to you.
All right. Well, so I'm responsible. All right. Well, I think it's a brilliant scenario, and I would love. I got to tell you, it would be great for our industry to see that play out.
Yes, it would.
All right.
But the question was, you said he wouldn't be able to run again in 2024. Now, because he didn't run a full term, wouldn't he be entitled to a term?
Yeah, I think that would be debatable. I'd like to get some intel from our good friend David Barton over Wall Builders. I mean, he's the expert at these kinds of things. But as it stands now, There have been a couple of times in presidential history, and I'm thinking back to Rutherford B. Hayes, I believe. There was some concern about voter fraud where they were able to do something with the Electoral College, but we are so far removed from that now. And so the question at this point is, do we focus on 2024 as the moment that Trump gets payback?
Well, I've got the feeling that that's where we're at. I mean,
yeah. I'm okay with that, Gene. The part of the big problem, you had a lot of grifters that were taking advantage of the president's goodwill, they were putting out lawsuits and filing complaints and things that just did not have merit. And that's a problem. If you've got the evidence, if you've got the goods, then you go to court. And you know why I know we don't have the evidence? Because they're still doing the audit in Arizona, Gene. So they don't have the evidence yet.
No, they don't. And see, again, I said it before. Trump's too much of a nice guy, and he's gullible, and he lets people get away with stuff. And next thing you know, it's all pointing back at him.
You see, I don't think it's gullible. I think he's a man who believes in loyalty. And if you're loyal to him, he's going to be loyal to you. I think that's honestly what it's all about. But Gene, good call. All right, and thanks for – sorry about that, Gene, but good call, and thank you for listening to us. Give us a holler back one of these days. Folks, we do need to take a break here, 844-747-8868. I am curious, when you get through to your senators, I want you to give us a call and let us know what they tell you in regard to the debt ceiling. Nancy Mace, the congresswoman there from South Carolina, says, hey, look, Mitch McConnell says he's going to hold the line, so let's see if he holds the line. And folks, now more than ever, it is important to support companies that share our values. And that's why I'm a big fan of Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Did I mention they are the only conservative Christian wireless carrier in America? They share our beliefs, and they also donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that care about the causes we fight about every day. So switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use the promo code Todd, and you're going to get free activation and a free gift. And it's incredibly easy. All you've got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. And by the way, you're on a fixed income, and you want to make sure you're getting a great deal. This is the way to go. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And you're going to get a special discount, free premier activation, only by using the promo code Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phones real quick here. Charles in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Charles, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Hey, listen, first off, I just thought I'd let you know that I have called both my senators, Tom Tillis and Richard Burr, and spoke to their staffs, and both their staffs told me that both of those two were committed to vote against the debt ceiling increase. And I also called a little while ago and left a message for Susan Collins. So I think you're right. We need to burn up their phone lines. But anyhow, my comment is regarding the caller earlier that said that we should use the military to somehow reverse the election. I just want to say that I do think that there is a possible constitutional and legal mechanism that it could be reversed. And as you know, in the Constitution, it doesn't address who elects the president or the states. And let's just say that you have a state like Arizona is doing the audit right now. Let's just say you have a state like Arizona that conducts the audit. The the state legislature decides to recertify the votes, and now you've subtracted that many from the column, the total that Biden had. And then let's just say that, you know, that same happens in Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. If once that number gets below 270, I think the states would have a case to make before the Supreme Court that now would have to be adjudicated. I think that would be the legal mechanism to reverse this.
It could be, but Charles, I think, you know, the challenge here, and this goes back to the early days of contesting the election. The reality is they were going to court with just bad intel and bad and no evidence in some cases. I find it very hard to believe that every conservative judge, and it wasn't liberal judges making these calls. You had conservative, rock solid, constitutional conservative judges weighing in on this. So unless there is some sort of a vast conspiracy, which, again, I don't buy into. I think this is something very simple. They don't have the evidence. That doesn't mean they're not going to get the evidence, but they don't have the evidence, which is why this audit is still going on in Arizona. But to your point, Charles, I think that if something does happen, it would need to be at the state level. But again, we're talking about something that would play out for a very long time. This would be adjudicated. So is that something that's going to be able to be handled by 2024? I don't think so. That's why I say let's focus on getting Trump back in the White House in 2024.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I agree that we need to focus on 2024 and 2022. But let me give you an example where this could have an immediate effect. Let's just say that, you know, there's in Georgia, they're trying to have a forensic audit there. Now, you know, when you have a forensic audit, you're not just counting the same ballots two or three or four times. You're actually going in there. You're making sure the signatures match up. A lot of times you're doing canvassing where you're actually going to the residence where the ballots were supposed to be mailed out. But let's just say you do a forensic audit in Georgia, and you determine that Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue actually never needed to be in a runoff with Ossoff or Raphael Warnock. Can the Georgia State Legislature not recall Warnock and Ossoff and reinstall Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue? And what? That way, right away, you would have a Republican majority in the Senate.
There was a problem, though. David Perdue did not contest the results. I mean, if you're going to concede without even fighting, you cannot do that. I mean, that's what we're talking about here, Charles. And it's you cannot do that this far after the election, where you've got the candidates who have already conceded. And let me tell you, Loeffler was just a flawed candidate. I mean, that was a disaster waiting to happen. But Perdue, I think Perdue got screwed, Charles. But unfortunately, Perdue didn't want to fight it. And unfortunately, that's on him, my friend. Charles, we're coming to Statesville. We're going to be telling you guys more about that very soon, doing a big event with WSIC. Folks, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. A lot going on coming up in the last part of the show. We've got a lot of guests coming on. Dr. Emer Kanter, Senator Rand Paul is going to be here as well. So looking forward to chatting with them. But I want to go to the phones right now. Kevin in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship radio station. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Stearns?
Fine, thank you.
I just got in my car. I just heard you talking about the evidence wasn't presented properly before even conservative judges. But in my opinion, it shouldn't have got that far. We have video evidence of, you know, all kinds of stuff, ballots being counted two and three times. people being thrown out of counting centers. We had at least two states that had like 100,000 plus more votes than registered voters in the state. How does Mike Pence certify that election? When you categorize and show all the evidence, it takes like 45 minutes to get through it all. That's what President Trump did at that speech, and I've heard it numerous times other places.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think Mike Pence should be hung for treason for even certifying that election.
Is that right? So you think it was Mike Pence? So Kevin, I'm sorry, Mike Pence was at the Tennessee State Capitol to approve the Electoral College representatives from Tennessee. Was Mike Pence there, Kevin?
I would guess not.
No, sir, he was not. And you know why? Because this is a state issue. This should have been handled by every single state legislature. They're the ones where the evidence, if there was evidence, should have been presented. Now, Kevin, you say there's evidence. Do you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that those elections were, in fact, stolen? Do you know that beyond a shadow of a doubt?
Because they have eyeballs. You haven't seen the videos?
You personally had the evidence. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I've looked at videos online on Gateway Pundit, numerous conservative websites where you can find some truth. Yes, it's all over the place. You can see a woman sitting there at the table in Atlanta where she ran the ballots through a machine. She takes them out. She stacks them up. She puts them back in. She did it two or three times.
That's right. Responsible for dealing with that? It's not Mike Pence who you want to execute.
Well, he's the one that
you wanted to execute Mike Pence.
Certifying the election.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, Kevin. Hold on a second here,
okay.
Kevin.
Okay.
So Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, he didn't have a problem with that. He didn't have a problem with it. So Mike Pence, let's just say Mike Pence would have defied the governor of Georgia and the certified election results coming out of Georgia. That's what you wanted Mike Pence to do. You wanted Mike Pence to violate the law.
As the vice president, I would have said, hold on, we need to put the brakes on this thing. Look at the video evidence and the overwhelming evidence that there was fraud in this election. We cannot certify this election.
All right.
I think it would have happened in 2016 if they didn't think Hillary was a slam dunk.
So here we are. So Kevin, look, I want to bring in Keith from North Carolina on the talk station. Keith, you're on the air with Kevin. Now, Keith, you say you have a different take on this.
Well, I was part of the Reform Party movement, and we fought the system all the way up through the court. And for all of these people that keep calling in and they keep trying to come up with a way to overturn this election, I'm just going to use some slang. It ain't going to happen. I'm a trial lawyer, and the defendants here, they're going to use every legal maneuver they can to delay whatever information they are required to produce, and by the time anything is produced, the case is going to be considered moot. That means it's too late, and there's nothing they're going to do to change the results of this election. They can get it on the record, but what we're going to have to do is work on the next election. We are going to have to suffer through what we currently have. That's it.
And we are going to suffer, that's for sure.
No doubt about that, guys.
I have done this too many times. It does not matter. This election is over.
All right.
Well,
Kevin, go ahead.
I can't dispute that, but I just think it never should have got this. If there's no system in place, then we need one in the future. I'm all for paper ballots. And I know if you get 7 million people going to vote one day, it's not going to happen on paper ballots. Make it a two, make it a three-day election, but to, you know, and show an ID. To think you're disenfranchising minorities by asking them to show an ID, they're regular folks. They buy cigarettes and beer. They buy houses. They rent cars. They own vehicles. You know, these Democrats make minorities look like they're so stupid that they can't even have an ID when they all function in society just like the rest. Well, how they don't get offended at that, I'll never know. Because if the Republican Party was telling me, you're too stupid to live without me giving you food stamps or whatever else, that would be it. I'd be like, I'll show you wrong. I can take care of myself by the grace of God, of course.
I'm not disputing what this man is saying. I think he's absolutely correct. But we're just going to have to suck it up and accept the fact that we've got to work on the next election. There ain't no going
back. Have you heard Wayne Root's theory that Trump should run for the House of Representatives in Florida and become Speaker of the House if we can get the House, and then he can run for president.
Yes, I've heard that, and that is a good
thing. I wish he would do that.
Well, look, and guys, and look, that is a possibility. I mean, you do not need to be an elected member of Congress. You don't have to be an elected member of the House of Representatives to be named Speaker of the House. You can be a civilian. So if the Republicans retake, and if that's what Trump wants to do, but I think Trump wants a redo, and he wants to run for the White House in 2024. I think that's what he really wants
to do. I think he's going to win it. And I'll be as DeSantis, and I hope DeSantis, when he gets his 8 years, gets Don Jr., and then we'll have a country again.
All right.
A country that China will be so afraid of, they won't even dare to talk to us.
All right, fellas, we're going to leave it there. Good comments, good debate, Kevin and Keith. Thanks a lot, fellas. We appreciate that. 844-747-8868. Look, here's the deal, folks. There was a process, and throughout the processes, Republican leaders failed us. That's not on Mike Pence. Folks, Mike Pence is a good and decent man. He was loyal to Donald John Trump. At the end of the day, he consulted with the lawyers, and the lawyers told him what he could and could not do when the Electoral College votes were presented. That's it. That's it. Now, if the folks in Georgia, if you folks, and we all saw the video. We don't know I wasn't there. I can't tell you what those ballots were. I can't tell you what was on those ballots, and neither can you folks. I mean, we are in a pickle right now. We have an opportunity to fix it. That's what we've got a chance to do here. But you cannot keep relitigating this. And just remember what happened in 2000, where they stopped counting the votes while George Bush was ahead. All right? This is where we are. All right, let's go to Cody in Maine, WLOB. Cody, I understand you called your senator's office. What happened?
Well, first off, let me tell you, Todd, again, great to talk to you again. Later this afternoon, I am headed to a campaign kickoff rally for Governor Paul LePage to get him back in Augusta next year and get that witch on wheels, Janet Mills, out. So, that being said, yes, I called Susan Collins' local office. The kid that answered the phone sounded like he was probably skipping school today and acted like he didn't really know what I was talking about. And I said, oh, so you want me to tell her that you want her to hold the line? I said, yes. Oh, okay, well, I'll let her know. Never asked my name, you know, where in Maine I'm from, nothing. So there's Susan Collins.
Well, you know, they have the staffs of the senatorial offices. You know, they're run by kids. You know, these are interns. You know, they're either in college or just out of college, and you know, this is their first gig. But they do need to know, and trust me, these senators, they know when they're getting overwhelmed with calls, which is why, Cody, we've got to do that. And you did a good thing there by letting Senator Collins know you don't want her to vote for this raising of the debt ceiling.
Absolutely not. Enough is enough. When does it end? You know, because now next year, here we are again. Oh, we need to raise the debt ceiling because, well, here's a brilliant idea. And Todd, I'm not a smart guy. How about you stop spending? Stop borrowing money from China.
Yes, sir.
And then turn around giving it to other countries. I mean, what the hell are we doing?
That's it, Code. I mean, the spending is off the charts insane. And this is, look, this has been going on for a long time. A long time, Cody, and we've got to get a handle on it.
Absolutely.
All right, Cody, God bless you. Thank you for listening to us, and thanks for calling your senator. All right, let's go to Chris in North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, Chris, what's on your mind?
God bless you. Thank you for listening to us.
All right, let's put Chris on hold, and we're going to tell Chris to turn down his telephone, or turn down the radio, rather, so we don't get that feedback. Let's go to Charlie Chattanooga on KWAM. Hi, Charlie. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. You feeling better?
I am. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I believe there is actual proof in the fact that Pennsylvania changed their constitution against the Constitution. One person did. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did not take that case up. And the dissent on it clearly points out that they changed their constitution illegally for that election. This election was targeted in cities, the cities that they needed in swing states. And the guy was right. In Atlanta, Georgia, their turnout was in excess of their population. Now, that's got to throw up a red flag to somebody. Brian Kemp hates Donald Trump. He was going to help him no matter what, because Trump threw him under the bus under COVID. Is that right?
Well,
am I wrong about any of that?
No, I don't think you're wrong about any of that, Charlie. But again, this is not a Mike Pence problem. This is a state issue.
No.
And Charlie, I think the problem here is we have taken for granted our state legislatures by and large, and I don't think we understand how important and how powerful those state legislatures can be and are. And once Republicans understand that and come to terms with that, I think we're going to be able to fix a lot of these problems. But this is not a Mike Pence problem. This is a state legislature problem and state governor's problem.
It's a Republican problem.
And it is a Republican problem. You are right.
Yeah, I'm not advocating Marxism. Not into Marxism. Okay, where is this second contract with America that the Republicans are saying, you know, we're last in the world? In the modern world in education, in 5 years you elect us, we're going to be halfway up the ladder, and in 10 years we'll be first. Where's this? We're going to fix elections. We're going to stop. We're going to stop having where you're not an ID. You don't have an ID to vote. Where's the Republican Party saying, you know what we really need? We need term limits so we don't set up people like Mitch McConnell. We don't set up the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. If the president can only serve so long, how can a senator or a Supreme Court justice or anybody else, you know, we have got to change that. We have got to unpower Washington. Where's the Republican Party on any of this? On anything that makes a difference? You know what? We're going to reindustrialize the United States. We're not going to make China an enemy. We're going to learn from them. We're going to learn how they do this. And we're going to compete with them equally.
Yes.
Mitch McConnell.
And that's why Trump, and you see, Charlie, if I was a betting man, I would say the Chinese had a hand in what happened in the last presidential election, because they understood what Donald Trump was doing to them, and they had to do something.
Yeah. I don't know if you go online and look at their 100-year celebration in Shanghai, the light show and drone show that they put on, and tell me where that technology come from. It is, you will not see anything. It looks like Blade Runner. It don't even look like anything that we have in the United States.
And Charlie, and that goes back to something we talked about in the first hour, where and we've been talking about for a long time on this program, that Barack Obama and the Democrats have been trying to dismantle our industries in this country. They don't want kids going to trade schools. They don't want them to. They don't want young men to go out there and learn how to work with their hands. They want them in these colleges and universities getting degrees that are meaningless, that are worthless. And then we're sending all of our industry, all of our trade overseas to foreign countries. That started under Barack Obama. Donald Trump, in my estimation, that was the greatest gift he gave to America, was bringing back the trades into this country. Charlie, got to run, got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
I got to get to this great story out of Texas, and this is a doozy. So a lady by the name of Mrs. Bell got very upset. She was checking out her kid's library at the middle school, and she discovered that the children had some rather offensive books in the middle school library. Her name, by the way, Kara Bell of Lake Travis, and she saw these books that were sexually graphic. promoting all sorts of things. We're not. I don't think we're allowed to talk about this on the radio, Grace, is what I understand. There are FCC rules and regulations. So we actually had to bleep some of the portions of what you're about to hear. Is that right, Grace Baker?
That is correct. And isn't that crazy that we can't talk about it, but, you know.
But the children are expected to read this, but we're not allowed to repeat these words on the radio.
Nope.
All right. The book is called Out of Darkness. So here's what she did. This is brilliant. So instead of just, you know, writing about it on Twitter, she went to the school board, got signed up to speak at the school board, and she just started reading passages out of the book. Take a listen.
All right. Well, I'm just thankful that y'all don't have the ability to make a mask mandate. And tonight I was going to talk about the need for a second high school, but I was sidetracked by, for the boys, or the idea of, or the idea of a Mexican is a Mexican is a Mexican. Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico. You can find that on page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School.
Oh, my. And it just goes on and on. And, you know, people were, how dare that woman mention something about anal sex? Because it was all about anal sex and other things. How dare she say so? You know what? She's just reading the book that the teachers want the children to read. Well, guess what happened, folks? All it took was two minutes of her reading from that book. The school board came back the next day and said, you know what, folks? We've decided to pull this pornographic book out of the middle school library. That's how you do it, folks. This is how you facilitate change in America. This is how you do it. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be nasty. You don't have to burn anything down like Black Lives Matter. All you need is a working, functioning brain. Muster up a little bit of courage and head on down to the school board office and get busy. And so I say, so it's good for you, Mrs. Bell, Kara Bell of Lake Travis, Texas. You stood up and you did the right thing. And as a result, you, ma'am, facilitated change. That's what it's all about. And folks, this is happening all over America. We've got another great story coming out of Tennessee. We're going to get to that in the next hour of the show. Senator Rand Paul coming up. Also, Dr. Amir Kanner is going to be here. A lot going on. Plus your calls as well, 844-747-8868. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, folks. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on up on Capitol Hill. Many of you have been calling your senators and urging them to hold the line on this debt ceiling. We know yesterday that Democrats in the House stripped $1 billion for Israel's Iron Dome defense system. It's a horrible thing that the Democrats have done, but now we've got a call on the Republicans to do their best to hold the line here, and we understand Mitch McConnell has promised to do that. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us from the great state of Kentucky, Senator Rand Paul. Senator, good to have you on today.
Thanks. Glad to be with you, Todd.
And, Senator, what can you tell us? What is the mood among your colleagues in the Senate when it comes to this debt ceiling?
You know, I think there's a great deal of unity among the Republicans. I think very few, if any, of the Republicans will vote to raise the debt ceiling. There might be a couple, but not enough. If the Democrats want to spend and borrow close to $5, $6 trillion in 1 year, they ought to raise the debt ceiling. This is on them. If they want to bankrupt the country, they want to ruin our currency, they want to bring back 1970-style double-digit inflation, they ought to vote for it, and not one self-respecting Republican who claims to care about the deficit should vote to raise the debt ceiling.
Well, I'm with you on that, and we had a caller earlier in the program who pointed out that, you know, the reason he became a Republican is he thought the Republicans were fiscally responsible, but, you know, time and time again, we've seen that not to be the case, but this is on the Democrats this go-around.
Yeah, I think both parties have some blame to go around. I mean, when people ask me who's responsible for the deficit, the Republicans or the Democrats, I usually just say yes. Yeah. You know, both parties are responsible. The Democrats are honest about it, though. They don't care about the debt. They just want to print up as much money and give you as much so-called free stuff they can shovel out the door in order to buy your vote. Republicans are a little bit more nuanced on this. Most of them go home and say they're against the debt, but about half of them up here vote for the big spending bills and vote for more debt. This time around, though, they're wanting to pin the tail on the donkey, so to speak, and it is accurate. This time around, the Democrats are the one wanting to borrow another $3.5 trillion. We just borrowed another trillion last month. We borrowed $2 trillion earlier in the year for so-called COVID stuff. So really, we're up to about $5 to $6 trillion they're going to borrow in 1 year, and it's on them. They ought to own it. If they think debt doesn't matter, put their vote out there and be proud of it.
You know, Senator, you mentioned COVID, and we've been getting inundated with calls from people, especially parents with kids in the military, and they're really distraught. You know, they don't know what to do. We're hearing about a lot of people that are just leaving their jobs. What are you hearing with regard to the military and this mandatory vaccine?
You know, I think any kind of mandate that doesn't take into account those who've already had COVID is really unscientific and really ought to be unlawful. Think about it this way. For the last year and a half, our hospital workers, nurses, doctors, orderlies, you name it, have been dealing with COVID patients, risking their lives even before there was a vaccine. So tens of thousands of Americans who work in hospitals have already had COVID, survived, and now we're going to insult them by saying, oh, you got to take a vaccine. And their question is it any better? Well, the studies out of Israel say that having had the disease naturally may actually protect you 27 times better than a vaccine. And I'm not arguing against a vaccine. I'm for people at risk taking the vaccine. By all means, take it as a voluntary choice. But I'm not for mandates of any kind, particularly mandates that ignore the science. Like, you want to tell my 5-year-old kid they have to be vaccinated even though they already had COVID and had a positive test, you know, last month? That is not only against the science, that goes against all kinds of common sense, and really we should really be resisting mandates that go against all common sense.
Is that why we're seeing the outright hypocrisy? I mean, you've got the Democrats, you know, partying down, holding birthday parties, going to the clubs, not wearing the face masks, at the same time telling all the rest of us that we've got to follow the rules that they've implemented in some cases on city and state levels. I mean, are they really concerned about the virus here? What are we supposed to make of all of this?
It's the height of hypocrisy, and it's also a side effect of elitism. Elitism is that they think the common rabble is not smart enough. We're not smart enough in the flyover country to take care of ourselves. They're going to do it for us. But then they're disdainful of the rules because the rules are onerous, and the rules are really made for the common man, they say. And that's what we have. But there's also a lot of misinformation. All you got to do is turn on CNN for about 30 seconds, and you'll be full of misinformation. They tell you that we're not vaccinating very well. It's the opposite. We probably never had such successful vaccination. 90% of people over 65 have chosen voluntarily to get vaccinated because they see it in the best interest. Over age 50, it's like 75-80% of people over 50 have chosen to be vaccinated. So it's not that nobody's getting vaccinated. The vast majority of people are. The problem we're facing now is people who are unvaccinated are getting sick, but also people who are vaccinated are getting sick as well because the Delta variant now is escaping the vaccine. I still think the vaccine helps you to have had it if you get the Delta variant. But the thing is there are other treatments out there too. DeSantis is saving lives every day in Florida by putting out these IV monoclonal clinics to make more accessible. I've talked to 3 prominent Kentuckians in the last week who were sick with COVID, and they all told me they weren't aware of the monoclonal antibodies till they talked to me. And because of my help, I got them the monoclonal antibodies before they got too sick. But a lot of people don't even know about this because, you know, Fauci's dancing around on TV wearing 3 masks, you know, and that is when he's not at the baseball game where he apparently thinks he can pull his mask down and laugh at the rest of us. So No, there's
that's
a lot
a fair
of just,
point.
You know, hypocrisy going around, and people need to stand up on it. But people also need to remember that I'm not telling you not to get vaccinated. I actually do think if you're at risk, you ought to be vaccinated. I think it does help on the margins to reduce this or even significantly. But I'm not for mandating it on any way. It ought to be suggestions. In a free society, every individual makes their own choice.
Kind of like the Democrats are giving the illegals invading the country down in Texas right now. They're getting that choice. On that note, Senator, NBC News reporting another 20,000 Haitians may be headed to the Texas border. The Border Patrol agents coming under fire. Apparently, the Democrats can't tell the difference between a whip and a rein. What do we need to do? There is a danger. There is a very dangerous situation, in my estimation, when you've got 1.2, 1.3 million illegals coming into the country per year.
Well, Senator Johnson asked an important question of Mayorkas, who's in charge of Homeland Security and should know this. Of the 1.3 million, how many have you dispersed into our country? He wouldn't tell him. And you know he knows the answer to that. He may not know it down to the person, but he knows whether it's 50% of the 1.3 million or whether it's 25% or whether it's 5%. He knows approximately what it is. I think it's extraordinary. Maybe half of them are being dispersed into our country. You know, what if, you know, would we not be even more alarmed if we knew 500,000 people who hadn't necessarily been tested? I mean, I heard a story just today of people being dropped off in Florida with COVID, who are illegal immigrants and then sent to Florida on a plane with COVID, and then they're dropped off in some community in Florida. So we're, you know, if they really cared about COVID or they worried about spreading a pandemic, they wouldn't be bringing people in who had the disease and then dispersing them. People who broke into the country illegally and then dispersing them around the country. I mean, it sounds like a factory. If you wanted to imagine how you would absolutely be able to spread the disease better, why not bring in people who've got the disease and send them on planes across the country? What a disaster.
Do you buy into, you know, Tucker Carlson was talking about this the other night on Fox, this idea of the replacement theory. That's why the Democrats are letting all of these people into the country.
I think that the Democrats, by and large, don't care about these people. I think that if they cared about these people, they would worry about, you know, what kind of risk it is for young unattended women to cross the desert of Mexico to get to our border and go across, and the things that happen to young women along the way, and the drug travel that's part of the drug traffic that's part of this, if they really cared. They care only about power and voters. And they think that the vast majority of these people, the children of these people, whether they become citizens or not, their children will, and that their children will choose to vote for Democrats. And that's by and large been true in California, and so that's what they want. They want to transform America, and the only way they can do it really is, see, if they could legalize 15 million people who are already here and they could win two-thirds of that vote, wow, how do you think that changes a country that's 50-50 divided? They could completely change the dynamic of the country for, you know, times to come. So, yeah, I think it's about power politics. Because, look, I'm a moderate on immigration. I'm actually for more lawful immigration. I have several bills with Democrats to actually allow for more lawful immigration, but I'm for zero tolerance on illegal immigration. Every one of them ought to be sent back immediately. They shouldn't be allowed to set a foot in the country. We shouldn't have all this legal crap that once they get in here, they should not be allowed in the country. They should immediately be put right back across the border. We shouldn't have to fly them to Haiti. They should just go back to wherever they set foot in from that country. Send them all back, every one of them. And then at the same time, let's have more worker programs. Let's have work permits for people. Let's try to allow people who come here legally to progress on to citizenship. But we can't have an open border. It's a complete disaster, and it's getting worse.
Now, Senator, I know you went to Baylor. So are you a Baylor Bear, or do you follow Kentucky now? Where are your football allegiances?
Oh, you know, my allegiances have to be in Kentucky, but I still root for the Baylor Bears. And if push comes to shove, I also like my Duke Blue Devils a little bit, but that gets me in trouble in Kentucky.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring that up, but big game this coming Saturday with South Carolina, so I hope you and Senator Graham have maybe a little side wager going on.
Yeah, Baylor's been playing very well, and Baylor's had good basketball, so Baylor sports have really done well in the last couple of years.
No, they really have, and of course, they used to be known as the world's largest Baptist college. I think Liberty has that distinction now, but it's a great school and great program, so go Bears. Senator,
absolutely.
We're going to leave it there. God bless you. Thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right, Senator Rand Paul, everybody, and we got through a lot there and a lot going on. The senator, I'm pretty encouraged. He says that the Republicans are pretty unified here, and he says that they're gonna stand their ground on this. Let's see how that goes. But as it now stands, Democrats defunding the Iron Dome defense system, and that is really going to hurt our allies over in Israel. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we are going right to the phones here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, there is a huge kerfuffle going on right now at the White House during the press briefing, and Jen Psaki is refusing to tell reporters where these illegal alien Haitians are going. And this is a big deal. As you heard Senator Rand Paul say just a few moments ago, we are not getting any inclination of how many of the 1.2, 1.3 million illegals that have been in the country for the past, 8 months? We're not getting any inclination of where those people are going. Are they're not going back home. So where are they going? And I think many of you out there have been phoning in and giving us tips that these illegals are showing up in your communities. We certainly know that is the case with you folks in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where you've been dealing with that situation. And the taxpayers of Chattanooga, Tennessee. So we will keep you updated on those developments out of the press briefing, but a reporter's not getting many answers out of Jen Psaki. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Lori, by Byhalia, Mississippi, on KWAM. Hey, Lori, what's going on?
Not much. First, I have a couple of comments before I get to my point. I'm ashamed to say that I didn't know who you were until my husband and I was watching Newsmax one night, and you were on there, and you come right out and said that you think that Obama is running the show, and my husband and I have said that all along. We've loved you and watched the channel your show ever since and listened to it. You remind me so much of Rush Limbaugh.
Well, Lori, thank you for those kind words. Rush Limbaugh with an accent, Lori. All right, we got.
I know he's a legend. And
yes,
I
he is.
You are almost filling his shoes. We just love you that much. We listen to you every day now, and we
thank
watch
you
on Facebook. But I think they were trying to censor you today on Facebook because the video kept going off. So I just pulled the app up. Anyways, my point was, the reason I called is, first of all, I'm glad that you didn't get the second dose of the China virus vaccine. My husband and I both refused to get it because it's too new, not enough research on it, trials. But anyways, the one guy, I think his name was Jeff, had called earlier and said that he was okay with paper ballots. Now, I am to a point okay with it for the military that can't come and vote in person and for the disabled that are, not able to get to the voting booth. But we just went through this in 2020 with these stupid mail-in ballots. I feel like if you cannot get to the polling booth or the voting booth, then don't send in 15 different mail-in ballots with 15 dead people's names on it. The mail-in ballots are no good.
There's got to be a way, Lori, to get people to the ballot box on election day.
Yes.
I'm with you. All these people, it makes no sense to me. Look, if you want to declare a national holiday, whatever, I'm okay with that. One day people go to vote. Now, if you want to do an absentee ballot, you can go through the process. But this idea of just mailing in all of these ballots, Lori, I'm with you. It opens itself up to extreme voter fraud. And Lori, we have said this once, I'll say it 1,000 times, I don't know what's going on in the hereafter, but whenever you come back, that when the dead come back to vote, the undead, they always vote Democrat. I can't explain that.
And my husband and I, more so my husband than I, because I keep telling him, you know, we're Christian, we believe in God and Jesus, and I said I put it in God's hands to save our country, you know, and he still is saying, well, if we don't fix the election, I said, well, you know, because I like research stuff more than he does because I'm computer savvy, and I told him, I said, those 30 states that have done the voting reform bill and passed the laws. So, you know, hopefully 2022, we're just going to see that red wave come through. And then Donald Trump, I miss him so much, 2024.
Lori, I'm with you. And look, we're going to get the president back on the show. He was on a couple of weeks ago. We're going to get him back on. And we're gonna see if we can't talk him into it. Well, Lori, don't be a stranger. You're just right down there in Byhalia, Mississippi, and we want you to give us a holler one of these days.
I will. And like I said, I'm so ashamed that I didn't know who you were until we were watching you on Newsmax, and you said what my husband and I have been saying all along, that Obama is having his third term.
Oh, that's it. No doubt about that. Lori, you tell that husband of yours, I said, hello, we've got a skedaddler. They're going to yell at me. We got to take a break here. Lori, God bless you, and thank you to all of our great callers. And, folks, every single day, we try to live up to that great standard that Rush Limbaugh set for talk radio. Not yelling at you, but having a good time on the radio, talking about the big issues of the day. That's what it's all about. All right. Hang tight if you're on hold. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I just got this word from Mike, sending us a Facebook message. Mike from Gainesville, Georgia. I'm not going to read Mike's last name because, Mike, I'm not sure if I'm going to read this on the air. We have a lot of Mikes from Georgia, so we're not going to be able to identify who this person is. But Mike from Gainesville, Georgia writes in, talking about yesterday. Remember, we had the big conversation, Grace Baker, with Mary Walter and Jeff Katz about the missing white woman syndrome.
Oh, yes.
And how, you know, typically if the missing person is a good-looking blonde female, she's going to get like a Lifetime movie or something.
True.
All right. So anyway, Mike says, Todd, you mentioned earlier this week about the missing white woman syndrome, and no one mentions the missing black woman syndrome, which is what Joy Reid at MSNBC was complaining about. He said, well, what about the vice president? She's been missing her whole term in office.
Ooh, burn. Dang.
I like that. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Smokes. Oh, there you go. All right, Mike, good. Thank you. Good job there, Mike. And be sure to join us at Truett McConnell University. We're going to be doing the show there on campus Friday, noon to 3, live, part of the Faith and Freedom Celebration. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, one of the greatest patriots I know, Dr. Amir Kanner. Dr. Kanner, good to have you back with us.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
So, Dr. Kanner, the big event coming up Friday, Faith and Freedom Celebration. You are president of one of the greatest universities in the country, and y'all been just blowing it out. It's just unbelievable how many students now go to that school. This is going to be an exciting weekend.
I can't wait. It's of course, the keynote is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who will be speaking, but we also have the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We have the best radio host in the nation being the MC, as you will be with us. And one of the keys we're doing is we want to get the understanding, which has been a traditional understanding, of faith and freedom, meaning to take a stand for your faith, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and take a stand for your country. All the bashing, all the idiocy going on of how bad America is, when we recognize we live in the greatest nation on earth, a nation that has created more freedom for more people around the world than any other nation in human history. So we want to take a patriotic stand for a country that has given my family freedom, has given my wife, who was raised under socialism and communism, freedom. And so we are going to have a great celebration here Friday evening.
And it is open to the public. There are seats available. And how can people, if they want to attend the event Friday night, how can they do that?
You can just go to truitt.edu, and you'll see the Faith and Freedom Celebration. You can just get the bleacher seats and come on and join the celebration. I'll tell you, we'll have some very, very special moments, as, of course, we'll have the national anthem, the salute to our armed forces, and other events that just say thank God for a country that was founded upon Judeo-Christian principles.
You know, and that is so rare these days. I mean, Liberty University doing a terrific job of that, West Coast Baptist College, and, of course, you guys at Truett McConnell. I'm wondering what you are hearing from your students. I mean, they're graduating high school, coming to your campus. Are you seeing that that they are patriotic, or is that something they learn at Truett?
Well, it's a mixed bag, as you can imagine. It depends on the family in which they were raised, depends on the environment they were raised. It certainly will depend on the school they went to, because so many schools are now teaching critical race theory and Marxist theory, how to be ashamed of America 101, those type of things. But so many of our students have such an incredible appreciation. What we want to do is to ensure this generation gets an incredible appreciation for a country that really has given freedom to so many around the world, but that's because they took a stand, we took a stand, on issues that are incontrovertible and biblical. That's religious freedom, freedom of press, assembly, petition, and religion there, and speech. And so few schools do so, and listen, they go to secular schools, and they're going to get the exact opposite. And as one known preacher said, do not be surprised when you take your kids to Karl Marx and they come home socialist.
Look, that is, I mean, that's a valid argument. And again, this is a very important time in the life of a young person, and you need to make sure that they're getting plugged in at a good, solid place like Truett McConnell University. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Dr. Amir Kanner, president of Truett McConnell University. Dr. Kanner, earlier in the show, I bragged about you, Dr. Kanner. I said you were like the greatest theologian I know. And I wanted to ask you about something that happened politically yesterday. Last night, the Democrats voted to defund the Iron Dome defense system, $1 billion going to Israel. And I have grave concerns. I know a lot of our callers will phone in every now and again and say, you know what, if we turn our back on Israel, God will turn his back on us. What is the theologian, Dr. Kanner, say about that?
Well, and first of all, you only know two theologians, so it wasn't hard to get to the top of that list, I think. But secondly, I think there are two aspects to this. The theological aspect is simply God's not done with Israel. He made a promise that's an unconditional covenant, according to Genesis chapter 12, with Israel. The whom will be blessed, who will be cursed will be cursed. So you have that picture there. We have taken a stand, and rightfully so, for Israel. And all of a sudden, Democrats in toto, right, this is a stunning development, have voted to defund a country that politically is the only democracy in the Middle East, that is fully surrounded by her enemies, that was founded upon the worst Holocaust and genocide of a people group in human history, with two-thirds eradicated within a five-year time span. And now, due to the radical left taking over the party, and with Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the rest, you are now seeing what I call creeping Sharia into the Democrat Party, a party that, for better or worse, 20 years ago would have never done so, and now the greatest ally of Israel just turned her back on Israel. Watch out theologically, but also just watch out politically. How can our friends tell us from our enemies at this point?
It look, that is a fair question. Dr. Kanner, our time is quickly expiring here. So we're going to be doing the show live. I don't know if they told you, and I hope it's okay, but we'd like to do the show live on campus on Friday.
Yep.
Where are we going to be hanging out? Where can folks go if they want to drop by and say hello?
It's going to be, I believe, in the Student Wellness Center. And so our guests will just be welcome on campus. They'll point them in the right direction, and they can enjoy and just see Todd Starnes at his best. And we can't wait. We've done this, of course, for years now, and we're just honored that you're on campus. And so come on to campus. This is 250 acres, the most beautiful landscape in all of the world. And we're just going to have a great time.
And
faith
have,
and freedom.
Well, I got to brag on you, though, because you know the best places to eat. Of course, Helen, Georgia is just, a couple of miles down the road. What's that joint you always take me to? I have no idea what I'm eating, but it's amazing.
Yeah, listen, when you need good redneck food, I go to you. When you need good European food, you can come to me. And I'm telling you, Helen has my favorite place in all the world is a place called Mueller's Fried Cheese Cafe.
That's the one.
I just got done eating there. It's fantastic. Czech food. My wife's from the Czech Republic. My wife was raised under communism and socialism, and that's much of the reason why we take a stand, because we are not going to take for granted a freedom that is so perilous right now and so fragile unless we take a stand right now. And there's none other better to tell you than my own wife, who was raised under the auspices of socialism that our country is walking towards at this point.
Well, we love Truett McConnell. And one other thing here. Now, Grace Baker is always she doesn't believe this because she thinks that only older Americans listen to the radio show. But I've been telling her we got a lot of homeschool folks that listen to this radio program. And I want you to tell, where do most of the kids that come from out of state, Dr. Kanner, how do they hear about Truett McConnell?
Well, and we do. We've got probably one out of every three students now come from a homeschool environment, as homeschool is exponentially growing. And it's you that we hear over and over again when we go to homeschool conventions, when we go to probe fairs and things of that nature, that 12 to 3 slot that they hear you on and syndication is just over and over again, the Toddcast. So it's the number one tool we use. We're so thrilled to be a part of what you're doing, and we're so thankful for the voice of a cultural and really a theological warrior like you.
Well, we're just happy to do this. It's a lot of fun, and we get to hang out with people like you and just be able to dig into what you know. Dr. Kanner, looking forward to it, heading over after the show. So we'll be getting into Helen later on this evening. So looking forward to being on campus tomorrow.
Look forward to seeing you, and be safe traveling from Tennessee.
All right. Dr. Amir Kanner, president of Truett McConnell University. Folks, if you're in North Georgia, come on by. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we would love to have a big crowd there to watch the show on Friday. And, of course, Friday night at the big Faith and Freedom Celebration. Grace, I told you, we got a lot of young kids listening to the show.
I mean,
we're raising up the next generation.
I will say you have a pretty young crew here.
Professor Starnes.
Oh, gosh.
By the way, speaking of great food, I know we had a conversation about Waffle House and Huddle House. Cleveland, Georgia, which is where Truett McConnell is based, they mm-hmm. have one of the best Huddle Houses in all of the Huddle House fight.
Really?
Yeah, kingdom. Yeah, true. And so we would typically, our crew would go over there after the Faith and Freedom Celebration, and the place is packed with kids because that's like the main restaurant aside from Chick-fil-A. But if you're a Baptist and you're going to a Baptist school and you're moving away from home, you want to kind of be a rebel, so you wouldn't go to Chick-fil-A. You'd go to the Huddle House. And so anyway, we went in there, and it was packed with kids. And so we paid our bill quietly. I probably shouldn't share this story, but I'm going to share it because they're just great kids over there at Truett McConnell. And so anyway, we quietly told the manager, we're just going to pay for everybody's bill in the restaurant. And then we just kind of snuck out. And you could tell when the manager made the big announcement to everybody, because all the heads turned around and were like, wait, what just happened?
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. So
very nice.
Then they went to Chick-fil-A. Okay, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, our number. By the way, speaking of awesomeness, got to tell you about our good friend, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell and the Giza Dream bed sheets. For the past month, we've been promoting these incredible bed sheets made with the best cotton in all of the world, the Giza cotton. It's ultra soft, folks, extremely durable. And by the way, Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And Mike is offering a great deal for all of our listeners. You're going to get 50% off the Giza Dream sheets, $49.99. That's all you're going to pay. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get a discount on the sheets, not to mention all the other MyPillow products, including the mattress topper and the MyPillow towel sets. Again, MyPillow.com, use the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Right, folks, let me give you a rundown of what's happening tomorrow on the show. For the very first time, my good friend Jeff Katz, he's the afternoon radio host in WRVA, Richmond, Virginia. Jeff is going to be filling in on the anchor chair as I am out tomorrow. I will be back on Friday. We'll be doing our show live from the campus of Truett McConnell University. And, of course, we would love for you to come out. There is no charge. Just come hang out with us. Maybe only have a few minutes. That's all right. Just drop by and say hello. We're going to have copies of the Daily Biscuit book, and we'd be happy to sign one of those for you as well. All right. Well, yesterday we had Franklin Graham on the program talking about this incredible tour. They're taking along Route 66. They started out in Joplin, Illinois. Nearly 9,000 people showed up for the big revival celebration service. And St. Louis yesterday, and they're making their way all the way to California. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. One of the great musicians is joining us, Dennis Agajanian. Dennis, great to have you with us today.
It's great to be with you.
Now, Dennis, is this true? I'm impressed here. You hold a spot in the Guinness World Records as the world's fastest flat picker. Now, help our listeners out in Portland, Maine. What is a flat picker?
Portland, Maine. A flat picker is you get a pick, you know, that people usually strum with, and you pick individual strings down and up, and each stroke is a note. And I used to be in the book of world records years ago, but they have these computer things now, and I just want to be a good guitar player, not just the fastest. Johnny Cash started that rumor when he heard me play, and I was with him back in his green room, and I played Malaguena for him, and he said, "You're the fastest flat picker." And then, you know, the press got a hold of that, and I try to be a good guitar player, not just the fast one, you know. We had a great time last night in St. Louis, and in Juliet, Chicago, we had 8,700 people, close to 9,000. And last night we had, in the rain, it was raining before we started, then it cleared up. It was raining all day. We had like close to 5,000 people. So
wow.
We're on Route 66 right now. I'm 100 miles out of Springfield, Missouri.
Now, Dennis, you've been traveling all over the world with Billy Graham for decades. I want you to take our listeners back to how you got connected with the Billy Graham ministry.
Well, I was playing for one of Billy Graham's associates. I was in the Tulare area, that's Central California. And Cliff Barrows heard me and then got my phone number and called me and invited me in 74 to go to Lubbock, Texas. And I went to Lubbock, and I was in the Crusade office, and Franklin came up to me and said, "I heard you're a guitar player. And I said, well, I try. And then we hit it off. We started talking about old Winchester rifles and Jeeps. And, you know, we've been best friends ever since. We talk about every day on the phone. And it's an honor to be a part of his team. And I've done about 45 of Billy Graham's crusades.
Wow.
And then I've done probably 300 of Franklin's. But it's been an honor for me to be just a spoke on a wheel, really. It's part of it. And we just let people know they can come to Route 66 God Loves You Festival, and it's free. You know, we don't take offerings, and it's we've got some great musicians there, Marcus Witt and the Newsboys, and so we're going to have a good time. We open up for about a half an hour, and I do, and, you know, flat pick the guitar and get people going in bluegrass and
love
old
it.
Hymns, and we just want to have a good time with people and let them know that God does love them.
Amen. Well,
He's
Dennis,
the Son Jesus.
Amen. And Dennis, we're going to have to leave it there. We're coming up on the news here, but we wish you guys the very best. I know we've got the Newsboys coming on Friday. God bless you all. We're a lot of people in this audience are praying for the Route 66 tour. Folks, BillyGraham.org, if you would like to get updates on that. Dennis, thank you again. Folks, we've got to scoot out of here. We'll be talking to you Friday from Truett McConnell University. Jeff Katz in tomorrow. Be good, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.